This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, humpy, humpy, humpy. You're my sweetie pie, pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call? Do you? Oh, do you?
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Alyssa get revenge on her man Scott, say aye.
Aye.
Alyssa, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
So how can we help you get revenge on your man Scott?
Well, I need your help with this fight we have going on. So, if you're willing to hear.
Yeah, so, that's what we need to know. What are you two fighting about?
Jeez, so we recently moved in together, and it's really exciting for me because I've never lived with a boyfriend before. But as we were joining all our things together, I noticed that he clearly has lived with someone before.
Okay.
So he has all this stuff from his past relationship, like stupid dishes they had together and a box of pictures and notes from her.
Oh, that's weird.
And I just don't like it. I feel like this small stuff doesn't bother me, but I don't love that it's now in my house. I don't want all that negative energy in my house.
Okay. You know what I mean? You're a hippie. Cool.
The thing I have a big problem with is this big chair that he wants to put in our living room. And I guess they travel a lot, and they bought this big chair, and in it, they inscribe their names on the armrests.
Wait. Both of their names? Like, the girl's first name and his first name, or?
Mm-hmm.
So, wait, it's on a chair that he wants to keep at your spot?
Isn't that gross?
Wait, here's a question. Are you moving in with him, or did you guys get a place together?
We got a place together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's my first time ever living with a boyfriend.
That's kind of crazy, though. Why would he do that? You're getting a spot with your lady. Why would you bring a chair that has your ex-girlfriend's name on it?
I mean, really,
isn't
why?
Isn't that rude?
Wait, what kind of chair is it? Is it a nice chair, at least?
Well, it's pretty avant-garde. You know, he says that they got from Italy, and they just had to have their names on one arm of each
They
chair.
Got it in
and,
Italy? Like, they were literally in Italy, or they ordered it, and it's from Italy?
Oh, no, no. They went to Italy, and they went to some bazaar, boutique, whatever, and his ex fell in love with it, and at that time, he was into really experimental shit, and so he said,
got it.
Wow, okay, that has to be a nice chair, then. It's Italian wood.
I mean, it's got their own flair to it, you know?
Okay.
It's actually industrial. It's got some chrome legs. Ooh. Like a black leather, like, seat, you know.
Girl, but don't sell us on the chair. What are you doing?
How much you want for it? Okay. Stop. It's a nice chair, but we understand totally. Like, you don't want your person's ex's name on your furniture you're going to be sitting on every day, your new spot. That's kind of crazy. What was her name?
Let's call her Alicia. Let's just say that. Alicia.
Okay, so you're giving a fake name.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
so it's time for a cupcake call where we give you our show and we help out. Do you have in mind how we can get revenge on your man?
Well, there's a consignment store that I've been eyeing. I really want to just drop it off there. How about you guys call him saying that someone sold a chair there and he has a check for something like $12.
For $12?
He's saying he paid so much money for it, but I don't give a f-
Wait, I love you.
Oh my god. Okay, so you want us to call up and tell them that you sold the chair for $12?
No. Just someone just dropped off that chair and then that consignment store has a check for $12.
Okay.
How about that? Just leave me out, but just say that someone dropped off that chair.
What do you mean someone dropped? We gotta figure out, like, how does someone just get at the chair though?
Yeah, girl, it's gonna have to be that you dropped it off there.
I think it's funny because obviously it's a joke.
Okay, so, fine.
Okay. She's scared of him.
She is. She's like, why don't you guys just do this for me? And
okay. No, we'll let him get hot at you, and then you jump in when we tell him it's just a joke.
All right.
Does that sound fair?
Yeah.
All right. We need his number. We'll call Scott up next. Okay, Lisa?
All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's a cupcake call with your morning mess. Morning Mess is back with a cupcake call. We spoke to Alyssa. She's in a situation which, off the air, we're talking to ourselves like, yeah, we would be mad just as she would, right?
Very mad, girl. You're talking about how you're moving into the place with your man here, and he happens to have this chair that he bought with his ex that he wants to bring into this new home between the two of you?
Yes, I don't want that chair in my home.
And the big part about this chair is that it's got his name engraved on it, but then it also has his ex's name engraved on the other armrest?
Correct.
So weird. I don't know why he thinks it's okay that he wants to put this in your house.
No, like, that's one of the weirdest things I've ever seen in my life.
I know. That would be awkward. So this is what Miss Alyssa's decided. We're going to call your man up and tell him that you've sold his chair for obviously not what he paid for it, because he bought it with his ex-girlfriend while they were in Italy, right?
Yes.
We got the number. Let's call a mess with our man, Scott, okay?
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Scott?
Yeah, this is him. What's going on?
Hi, Scott. This is Nacho with two O's. From Nacho's Necessities Auction House of Consignment Accessory Needs.
Okay.
So, yeah, we wanted to let you know that your check is in for your chair.
Yeah, I didn't order a chair.
No, you actually sold us your chair. Your girl, is it Alyssa? Alyssa?
Wait, what? She's what chair?
It's an Italian chair.
Dude, are you for real?
Yeah, no, congratulations, it sold.
No, there's no congratulations. You can't sell something.
No, it already sold for $87.53, but after our commission, your new check will be $12.22.
You sold the chair for $80?
You're welcome.
I'm not thanking you. You're an idiot. That's an Italian.
Excuse me, sir.
Italy. Are you insane?
Is your girlfriend Alyssa insane? She sold it.
Yeah, why would you sell it for that? Dude.
Yes.
You have to get that chair back. You can't.
I can. It's sold.
Dude, it's a $1,000 chair easily. $12 is my consignment check?
Yes, sir, after our commission.
I spent over $1,000 on it. It's hand engraved.
It's in Tucson now.
And you sold it for $80?
Yes.
Are you joking me right now?
The good thing is it sold to a Scotch bar in Tucson. So they just Scotch over Scott over the chair. And it works great.
You can't sell someone.
It's sold. It's gone. Say bye.
You can't do that. Well, then you have to call them back and tell them you made a mistake. Because you have to get that chair back.
Hold on. Let me call them. Hold on. Scott, hold on.
Hello, Pepe. You got the chair? Oh my God.
Hello?
Hold on, I'm talking to Pepe. Hold on.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, are you kidding me? Okay, call us back.
Hello, Scott?
Yeah, what's going on?
They broke the chair.
Dude, are you...
There was a bar fight last night, and they broke the chair over someone's head.
Okay.
The guy is fine.
No, it's cool. I'm just going to... I will still
send you the check for $12.22, though.
No, I don't
Scott, last name.
I don't want your stupid check. I'm going to...
You don't want the check.
You stole something.
Thousands of dollars. Okay, Scott, listen. Do I send the check to the guy that got his head busted by your Italian chair?
This whole thing is dumb. You guys don't have to talk to my lawyers, because like you can't. You basically stole $1,000 from me.
I did not. It's sold from Alyssa, which is your girl.
Yeah, no, that's
no.
Not,
yes,
she had no permission. She didn't have permission to sell it. It's mine. Like
it's not yours. It's in Tucson.
She can't sell something that's mine. It's my chair. It's not her chair.
It's my check. It's my check. Do you want it? Do you want it? Do you want it?
No, this
hold
is
on, hold on, hold on.
Hello, Pepe. Yes.
Oh God, this is so ridiculous.
I will ask. Hey, Scott.
What do you want, dude?
Do you have another chair? He wants to buy another one. $50 right now.
Why are you guys laughing? Like, there's someone laughing in the
Hey, Scott.
What is this?
I'm sorry. Hey, man, we got to legally let you know. You're actually live on the radio right now.
So this is like a prank?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. Your girl, Alyssa's on the line.
Oh, God.
Alyssa, you want to let her know about the prank?
Yes, babe. Calm down. I had to sell your dumbass chair.
You didn't sell the chair?
No, I didn't. I think you're just way too attached to something. And I feel like we need a fresh start and get rid of the damn thing.
Okay, if we do sell it, I'm selling it. It's valuable. Like, we can't sell it for $8 or $12.
Yeah, you can't do that. And Scott, why are you still in love with your ex, by the
way?
Seriously. What is going on?
I'm not.
It's you just, kind of
it's
are.
It's a dope chair that we bought in Italy, and I love traveling. And it was it's the only time I've been to Italy.
Wait, hold on, Scott. Hold on. Hello, Pepe? Pepe's on the line. He said he'll buy it to you for $72 right now. And he wants your ex-girlfriend's phone number, too.
Okay, whatever.
You still got that phone number?
No, I don't.
That took you too long to answer!
You still have her number?
Oh, my God! Okay,
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live
101.5. I love you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.